So for the past 3 years, I've been working at a design firm. And I tell people what I do, and they're like, oh, you design something and you have it built. That must be so amazing and so rewarding. It's like, well, kind of. But I work in a crazy place. My boss was insane. Every day was crazy. I would come home with crazier and crazier stories. But my boss had a particular outfit for the really crazy days, and it was this sparkly butterfly crop top. Like, Mariah Carey approved, sequins everywhere, but she didn't wear it correctly. So it covered her stomach, but it was too big, so the whole thing would sort of fall forward sometimes. Just be like, oh, too much. It's too much. It was definitely her, I don't even want to deal with clothes outfit. So we'd see her walking across the parking lot, like racing into the building, and we're like, she's coming. We'd be like, you know, make sure we have all our projects laid out and everything together. And she just bursts in the door. And it's a butterfly crop top day. Like, buckle up. It's going to be crazy. but she's the kind of person who's late to everything all the time. And she wouldn't let her own staff attend meetings because she didn't trust us. Like, it's not like I'm going to, you know, go take an extended lunch and skip the meeting. So she's running late. This is one of my favorite memories. And she's in the ladies' room, which is 10 feet from my desk, both men's and women's rooms. So I could hear everything that happened in there. And she's spinning the toilet paper, slamming the seats. I hear the soap being knocked off the sink. And the phone rings. And people are asking, you know, is she coming to this meeting? And we're instructed to say, if she's not available, you have to say she's in a meeting. So I'm like, she's in another meeting, but she'll be there really soon. And all of a sudden, there's this loud thud from the ladies' room. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, she's knocked out, or she slipped and fell or something. And no one else looks up from their computer screens. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'm not the only one who's heard this. It turns out all the commotion knocked out a ceiling tile from the men's restroom. So, you know, I look at my watch, and I'm like, I spent the whole morning putting the bathrooms back together. What is this? So that's the bathroom. Birthdays were also really fun, too, because most of the time, people's names were misspelled on their cakes. And so we'd be eating this cake in silence, and my boss would be talking, and she made it very clear that she is Beyonce, and everyone was Kelly and Michelle. So my birthday comes around, and I don't even get a cake. She's completely forgotten about my birthday. So my coworkers made a cake for me, and we're cutting it in the kitchen, and we just get these glares like, you know, we're plotting the revolution. You know, she thinks we're going to overthrow the company today. It's like, it's my birthday. We're eating cake. So to explain this to people, I used to say, you know, like, if you read Hunger Games, we're District 13. If you watch Breaking Bad, I felt like Skyler a lot. And the day that I quit, I felt like Jesse, you know, when he's driving away in the series finale. But, you know, I don't work there anymore, thank goodness. And I guess I learned never to take happiness or free parking for granted. Thank you.